Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. Scott Morozik here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is being brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. At 2 a.m. tomorrow morning, Michiganders will set clocks 1 hour ahead as part of the annual switch to daylight saving time. Time changes have been around for decades. Making changes to adjust time came about during World War I to conserve fuel needed to produce electricity. It was repealed, then enacted again during World War II, and then repealed. Time changes have been enacted and repealed several times over the years. The last change was in 2005 when President George W. Bush enacted the Energy Bill that extended daylight saving time by 4 weeks, beginning in 2007. Under that act, daylight saving time started 3 weeks earlier on the second Sunday in March and ends on the first Sunday in November. It was done as a way to conserve energy. At least 4 people are dead after suspected tornadoes touched down in southwest Michigan yesterday. The Branch County Sheriff's Office says 3 people were killed by a reported tornado in Union City and a dozen other people were injured. Of the 12 injured, 3 were hospitalized. In Cass County, the Sheriff's Office confirmed at least 1 fatality as the result of a tornado that touched down near Edwardsburg. Sheriff Clint Roach said several injuries were also reported in the area. There have been reports of another tornado that touched down in 3 rivers, causing damage to structures, including a Menards. Authorities have not released any information about injuries or fatalities in that city. Lucky's Steakhouse is asking the Genesee County Health Department to re-inspect its Davison Township restaurant instead of appealing the closure at a public hearing. A county spokesman said on Wednesday, March 4th, that a hearing scheduled for Thursday was canceled following the request for re-inspection. The county took the rare move of ordering Lucky's closed after county inspectors found 4 repeated and 2 additional food code violations on February 18th. We'll be right back.
Home heating prices got you down? Well, did you know that Kohler Propane allows you to control the cost of your home heating bill? That's right. Kohler Propane offers a price cap that guarantees your propane costs won't go above a specific price per gallon. If you've been suffering the wrath of outrageous home heating prices with the other guys, it's time you made a call to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Call toll-free 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Ford is recalling over 600,000 vehicles because of a front windshield wiper motor defect that could cause the wipers to operate intermittently or fail entirely, reducing visibility and increasing the risk of a crash. The recall includes certain 2020 to 2022 Ford Explorer and Escape models, along with 2020-2022 Lincoln Aviator and Lincoln Corsair vehicles built between July 6th of 2020 and December 15th of 2021. According to the Part 573 safety report, the issue stems from a condition in which the motor's cover terminal may have been misaligned with the brush card terminal during assembly, potentially creating a poor electrical connection that can lead to a loss of electrical continuity over time. Front wiper functionality may be intermittent before progressing to complete inoperability. And 3 playful lion cubs at the Detroit Zoo have been capturing hearts since they were born. Now the public has a chance to help name them. The naming campaign is being held in partnership with the Detroit Lions, inviting fans and animal lovers to vote for their favorite names. Along with helping name the cubs, participants will also have a chance to win a variety of prizes inspired by both the zoo and the Detroit Lions. The African lion cubs, 1 boy and 2 girls, were born to first-time parents, Amira and Kalu, on November 24th, according to the zoo. Here are the name options, each of which is rooted in Swahili or African origin. Mosi means she is first. Fahari means proud. Zuberi means strong. Aziza means powerful. Asatira means legend. And Kulfani means destined to rule. People can take part by selecting their preferred names and casting a vote through the Detroit Zoo's website. And that's your news update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And we have no obituaries to mention at this time.